St. Luke. While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them, so that they should not understand it, and they were afraid to ask him anything about this saying. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Pay attention to what I am telling you. Jesus says those words precisely because he knew that they were not paying attention and prepared to pay attention, and he wanted them to pay attention. He was going to announce to them precisely what was happening, but he knew that they were tone deaf to the reality of the way that he would live out and inaugurate his messianic mission. This was constantly what was happening. When Jesus announced it for the first time, Peter said, "God forbid, Lord, no such thing should happen to you." When he announced it the second time, James and John, with their mother, approached and asked for the choicest positions in his kingdom. When he announced it a third time, there were squabbling along the journey about which of them was the greatest. They were continuously not wanting to pay attention to Jesus' upcoming passion, death, and resurrection. Today we see they didn't understand it, fair enough, but kind of like what Jesus had said elsewhere about the reason why he speaks in parables, so that those who understand would understand better, but those who wouldn't understand would have hardened ears toward it so that they wouldn't hear it and not repent. The same two dynamics are occurring. When God says to us something that we don't get, he doesn't want it to just pass through the other ear as if it's unimportant. He wants us to approach him and say, "I don't have the foggiest clue of what you're saying or why you're saying it." But they didn't really want to have the answer to this question. They didn't want to confront the reality. So even though the meaning was hidden for them, they were afraid to ask him anything. The Lord doesn't want us to be afraid. He wants us not only to ask, to understand, but he wants us to embrace and to follow, ultimately so that we might live this reality. Pay attention to what I am saying to you. Today on the Saturday, when we remember in a particular way Our Lady, we remember what her valedictory address was, at least the recorded one. Do whatever he tells you. Mary's constantly praying for us that our response to whatever her son says, to say, "Let it be done to me according to your word. Let it happen. I don't just want to hear it and understand it. I want to put it into practice." She's praying for us to be as responsive as those servants were in Cana of Galilee. Today the church celebrates someone who did, but not initially. San Lorenzo Ruiz, the first Filipino saint, and still the only Filipino saint. He was a great calligrapher, a father of three. We don't know whether he murdered a man, but regardless, he was accused of murder. So lest he stand trial and face either the truth or the corrupt justice system, he fled. And so he got on a boat to Japan with a few Dominican priests and a Japanese priest. And when they arrived in Japan, there was a ferocious anti-Christian persecution. The priests were arrested, and he was with them, and he was arrested. And it came to the time of torture, as he noticed what was happening. And the torture was meant to to scare people away from the Christian faith. If you've seen the movie Silence, you would have recognized there what was common fear, that hang you upside down by your Achilles heel and cut your ear so that you would die over the course of 3 excruciating days, drip by drip. He saw that that would be his fate, and they asked him whether he would step on the fumi. He said, if I had 1,000 lives, I would give them all. So he was murdered. At the same time, he was giving the greatest testimony of all to the truth. And it shows us how close attention he had ultimately paid to what the Lord had said about his passion, death, and resurrection. That he was not afraid to give his life for him who had given his life previously for him, because he had confidence that after the passion and the death, there would be a resurrection. Today, Our Lady, San Lorenzo, and his fellow companion martyrs, and all the angels and saints, praying for us that we will pay attention to what Jesus is telling us about his passion and about our need to pick up our cross each day and follow him all the way home to that place where today's first reading points. Mary constantly intercedes. She is that daughter of Zion prophesied. It's in her where the mystery of the Incarnation took place, where God, in all his glory, came to dwell among us, to be in our midst. And it's she who helped the first members of the church to pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that great encircling wall of fire, from whose shadow she never fled, and under whose guidance she wants us to live, so that we might remember everything Christ, her Son, teaches, as the Holy Spirit seeks to lead us to all.